Hello student, how are you? Hope all you will be fine. Today now we are going to discuss some more other aspects of laser. As in the previous PDF, we have talked about the components of laser, whereby we have found that normally we do have three components of laser. One is your active medium, another is your pumping system, and third component which is very important is your resonator. And if somehow we talk about the active medium, thereby now what we have got key the a medium which is either in form of solid, liquid or gas, in which certain atoms are excited and elevated to the higher level of energy, whereby it stayed for longer period of time as compared to the normal staying time. If somehow we go and study the time difference, what we find ki normally in case of excitation process at the higher level of energy, particles or excited particles be there for about to 10 to the power minus 6 second to 10 to the power minus 3 seconds as compared to 10 to the power minus 8 second, which is normally existing. So if somehow we calculate the difference between 10 to the power minus 8 to 10 to the minus 3, what we find is the difference is about to 10 to the 5 seconds, which is comparatively very much long period, for which some atoms or some excited atoms be at the higher energy of level. So this time is what very useful, fruitful for the laser action, and through where we can have the radiation process in form of photons, and that photons comes out as a laser output. As in the diagram, in the previous PDF diagram, we have seen that the two mirrors we are using, or we are constructing the device as such which acts as a mirror. Simply what we know, mirror, the acts of mirror is to reflect the rays, and a ray is also a form of energy. So here, in case of radiation process, which is taking place in form of photons, which are packet of energy, reflected by the mirrors. One mirror which is highly polished is 100% about to reflector, whereas the second mirror M2, which is shown in the previous PDF, if you will go and care, what you will find is the M2, which is about to 95 to 98% of the reflector. 100% of the incident beams are not reflected back. About to 2 to 5% of the incident ray, which are photon, emits or comes out from that mirror, transmitted from that mirror, and that transmitted amount of energy is used as a laser action. So here we have to keep all these things step by step to understand better the concept of laser. Meanwhile, in between, we are having a concept of meta-stable state. What do you mean by meta-stable state? As now we have seen, for the laser action, population inversion is to be required. We are in need to achieve population inversion state. And what is population inversion? Already we have talked in the previous discussion that the condition, the situation whereby the number of particles or the number of excited particles, energy particles be more as compared to the lower level of the energy state. So simply if somehow we go and discuss about the meta stable state, what we find in order to maintain the population inversion, the condition should be the condition N2 greater than N1 should be continued, where N2 is what? N2 is the number of particles at the higher state of energy, whereas N1 is the number of atoms at the lower state of energy. Clear? Somehow if we be able to continue this condition N2 greater than N1, we could have the situation of population inversion, and which is very much important for the laser action. So simply just by having this condition, we can say a meta stable state is such a long lived upper energy level from where the energy the excited atoms do not return to the lower level instantly. Fine. means we are trying to maintain, retain the number of particles more and more at the higher level of energy, by which we could have the concept of population inversion, and that population inversion causes to give lesser outputs. So simply enough, we should keep in our mind that a metastable state is such a long-lived upper energy level from where the excited atoms do not return to the lower level instantly. And instantly means what? Normally what happens, if once we excite the atoms to the higher energy of level, from there, instantly it returns back. And in the normal situation, whose time is how much? About 2 to the minus 8 seconds, as we have discussed in the previous discussion. So we have seen how much little time is that, within which it returns back. Just to maintain the condition N2 greater than N1, where N2 is the number of particles at the higher state of energy and N1 is the number of atoms at the low energy, is very difficult. So what we do pumping. Again, in the previous PDF, I have discussed about the pumping. We are having different types of pumping system. One is your optical pumping system, another your electrical pumping system. And now we could have some other forms of pumping system, it could be chemical pumping system. So all these are just to accelerate the atoms which are at the ground state and to maintain at the higher state of energy. So simply it should be in your mind the state whereby the energy particles or the excited energy particles live long are called metastable state. In the metastable state, the excited atoms remain for an appreciable time, for about 10^-6 seconds to 10^-3 seconds, which is very long time for an atom in the excited state to create a state of population inversion. The population inversion, the population of atoms in the metastable state is greater than that in the lower state, which leads to population inversion, as we have talked. So just by having these things and keeping in our mind, we must be clear with this key. Our task is to maintain the condition, and condition is what? N2 greater than N1, where N2 is what? The number of particles at the excited state. N1 is what? The energy and the number of particles at the lower state. And in order to maintain this, we are in need of what? Pumping. Is it clear? And if somehow we be having this condition, obviously what happens ki some active centers created, and those active centers interact with the other atoms, and this way a kind of chain reaction takes place, and meanwhile in between certain amount of radiation takes place, which is transmitted through the second mirror M2 as shown in the previous PDF, and that amount of energy is sufficient for the laser action, and this way we could have the laser activity, and we can define the term metastable state. Thank you.